This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's another hour. It's a pleasant hour. It's an hour with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on DJV Health. It's aimed every week at you understanding what's going on in the world of medicine, the latest research, the reports that Ken goes through in all the medical journals, trying to synthesize and understand and translate from medical gobbledygook into English what it is that's been researched or what has been studied and how it affects you. A lot of it has obviously been focused on COVID. We'll do that, but there are other things that are going on, and I think we ought to be able to touch on them through our normal conversation and then in questions for Dr. Ken later on. Dr. Ken is Ken Kronhaus from his clinic, Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida, here exclusively on the DJV Health Program every week and on the weekend as well. If you listen to Ken and you think, wow, this guy's cool, I want to have him help me, but I'm not there. Well, the magics of telemedicine allow you to reach out, find Ken, talk to Ken, get his expertise on all kinds of medical issues. Just call the office, 352-735-1400, okay? 352-735-1400. All right, Ken, let's begin with the obvious focus as we have with the info on COVID, the number of stories and the focus going down. But there are people who are worried, I guess worried I put in quotation marks, concerned, or just wondering about how many ultimately shots we're going to need of the vaccine. If you don't have a strong immune system, I think they call it immunocompromised, do we need more shots, or is it, you know, one size fits all?
Well, how many shots we're ultimately going to need, nobody knows. So anyone who answers that question is just making it up. This is a new disease. We don't know how sustainability the immune system will be after being vaccinated or after being infected. So we're learning, and it'll be interesting to see what we need. And it looks like those who've been vaccinated with the mRNA vaccines, the Pfizer or the Moderna, hopefully have had two shots. And many have had a third shot. And the news this week, and we touched on it a little bit last week. You were really at the cutting edge. But, yes, the CDC did announce this week that there's a small subgroup of people, small, who need a fourth shot. And these are immunocompromised people, especially who've had organ transplants. When you transplant an organ, you have to purposely turn down the immune system so it doesn't reject the new organ. And these people especially need a fourth shot. Some people who've had special therapies because of their cancer, or if they have autoimmune illnesses where the immune system actually attacks the body, thinking it's a foreign body, but it's not the foreign body. Something like rheumatoid arthritis or lupus. These people also may need a fourth shot, but the people who need them the most are the people who have had the organ transplants. And if you are in any of these subgroups, autoimmune diseases, cancer, an organ transplant, talk to your physician because this needs to be individualized, and you need to ask your physician whether you need a fourth shot.
Wow. Well, what you said at the beginning seems to be what's ringing. The bell is ringing. We have flu shots that many people take every year, and it seems to me that if we take all the starch and the hoopla away from this and the hysteria, so maybe you're going to need one of these kinds of shots. Maybe somebody will be clever enough to combine the COVID vaccine with regular flu vaccine because it'll become just kind of a regular flu. So when you get a flu shot, if you choose to get them each year, in that will be protection for COVID. Am I right?
I think that people are already thinking about that, but what the unknown is whether you'll need a yearly COVID-19 shot after getting boosted, and that will remain to be seen. But if it looks like you do need a yearly shot, I would suspect these things will be combined. There was a hope we heard about a year ago about a single flu shot and not needing an annual flu shot. So I think both of these could evolve, and if they evolve away from each other, they won't combine them. But if it turns out you still need an annual of both, I could see somebody easily putting them together.
Yeah, I would think that makes nothing but sense, frankly. Okay, in terms of the pandemic, this past year saw, among other things, a lot of people die because of COVID, but also a decline in suicides. Why would that be?
Well, nobody knows. It's a surprise. It was announced this week. It was looked at. It wasn't expected. And this is one of these unexpected things about the body. But in 2020, the main pandemic year, the first when it all came out, when we were most, I think, impacted by this, it was actually a decline in suicides in America.
That's
announced
weird.
By the CDC this week. And no one really understands the data. Everybody seems surprised.
Well, there hasn't been a decline in the number of soldiers, veterans who have committed suicide. Got nothing to do with the pandemic. And farmers as well. The two biggest suicide categories in the country, Ken, are men and women who have just been lost after getting out of the service because of horrible treatment. Or lack of any kind of treatment. And then there's the farm situation where America basically is killing its farmers because of our lack of understanding of where good food comes from and how to procure it and how to protect yourself. So, but that's not what we're talking about here. The number of declines in suicides, though, it does not reflect on the number of people who have died around the world because of this. Now, these numbers, are they accurate? Because there are a lot of people who say in America the numbers were inflated in order to get the bounty that the federal government was paying to hospitals for all so-called COVID deaths.
Well, all I can do is tell you what Johns Hopkins has, and that's been the meter that people have been using, how accurate they are. You know, I think we'll only know in the future, but what is being reported by Johns Hopkins is that we reached a very sad milestone this week, and that is that the world had its 5 millionth death this week, which is really quite sad from COVID-19. And at the same time, there were almost 746,000 deaths in America. This is more deaths than World War II, more deaths than the flu in 1918, the Spanish flu. This is a lot of people. This is really overwhelming.
Well, it's pretty sad state of affairs, that's for sure. And even though you don't get into this, indulge in the same sorts of things that I do, fixing the blame never fixes the problem. But we are not doing a good job of really going after the Chinese government, which is responsible for these deaths, as far as I'm concerned. Okay, time to focus on something else, prostate cancer. When a prostate patient hears the word metastasized, which means your cancer has advanced or spread to other parts of your body, kind of a scary thing. Here's a fellow from the Advanced Prostate Cancer Center, actually a patient, in fact, with a few thoughts about the reality of prostate cancer.
My PSA was rising, which is how I found out my cancer had advanced. PSA is a common biomarker used to track development of prostate cancer.
PSA stands for prostate-specific antigen. There's also another biomarker, PSMA, or prostate-specific membrane antigen, that can help show where the cancer has spread.
Knowing about the specific traits of your cancer can help to develop a personalized care plan. So, have the conversation with your doctor. Let them know your treatment goals and priorities. Prepare questions and ask for clarity when needed. Learn more about the specific traits of your cancer.
Talk to your doctor about PSMA and visit learnaboutpsma.com.
Attention Americans aged 65 and older. The Medicare annual enrollment period for 2022 has begun. This is the only time to change your Medicare Advantage plan for a whole year, and SmartMatch Insurance is here to help. SmartMatch compares thousands of Medicare plans from national insurance companies. In minutes, you'll know if your current plan or new plan can get you extra coverage, let you keep your doctor, and save you money. SmartMatch is like having a personal Medicare consultant who can help you get a better plan, including $0 copays, $0 deductibles, even $0 premiums. Plus, dental and vision coverage for no additional cost, even benefits for hearing aids and diabetic supplies. Having the wrong Medicare plan can cost you thousands. SmartMatch makes it easy to find the right one with their free and unbiased help. If you find a plan you like, they can even enroll you on the spot. The Medicare annual enrollment period for 2022 ends soon. The service is free, so call now. Call 800-984-1632. That's 800-984-1632. 800-984-1632.
Have you tried learning a new language but it never seems to stick? That's because there's more to language than learning vocab words. Babbel is different. Babbel's multiple ways to learn helps you explore every aspect of a new language, anytime, right from your phone or computer. Practice real-life conversations in the Babbel app.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Get personalized help from an instructor in Babbel's live online classes.
Classes are limited to 6 people. We keep them small so everyone can get the help they need.
Review words and phrases with fun games, or dive into the culture with short videos. Everything from the interactive lessons and live online classes to the podcasts and videos will teach you things you'll actually use, so you're ready for real-life conversations. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com to start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Back to Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. I'm Doug Steffen on this weekend's version of DJV Health. The focus on COVID continues with vaccines and whether or not the vaccines offer more protection, less protection, I'm wondering if this focus is about those people who have been infected already and then they get the shot. Is that kind of what this overview is about?
No, that's where to go afterwards. We should talk about that. But interestingly, the CDC changed the dogma this week. The CDC released its own study looking at where the immune response was greater in a person, comparing when they got exposed to the infection, what's becoming known as natural immunity, whether you like that term or not,
mm-hmm.
and then the kind of immune response your immune system registers or produces when you get the vaccine. And there's a great debate in medicine, which is stronger. Will the immune system respond stronger to the natural infection, or it responds stronger to the vaccine? And the strong response is correlates with the protection after the initial infection or the initial vaccination, because that's what we're trying to protect you from, the next one. And in this study that released this week by the CDC states that their big study shows that the response is best after the vaccine. And what they're also saying is that the response is the very best when you have natural immunity from a past infection and then you get a vaccine. So what's becoming known in medical circles as one and done seems to be the best response.
One and done. I always like that expression. Okay, coming up in the next moments of the DGV Health Program, a focus on daylight savings time and also how to help shorten or maybe even eliminate your chances of getting a cold and even the flu that doesn't involve a shot. That's coming up as we continue here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on DGV Health.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Back with Dr. Ken here, the situation with zinc and how that works. You've heard a lot of people who are naturalists swear by zinc, say that zinc is a very added to echinacea and golden seal, vitamin C. All of these things are supposed to really help enhance your immune system and therefore eliminate or at least keep you, it would seem statistically, from getting a cold or the regular flu. So how much of a player is zinc in all of that, Ken?
Well, this is a study that catches the attention because of the journal that it's published in, the BMJ, the British Medical Journal, which is a reputable medical journal down the mainstream, right down the center. Mm-hmm. But the key is, it's not the last study report on zinc. It's not going to answer all the questions that you're going to have. You know, how does it work? How much should I take? Where should I get it? But it looked at
how did you know I was going to ask those questions? Yes.
It looked at the data that's available out there. It's reputable about zinc, and it concludes that if you want to shorten your cold or flu, zinc seems to help. And again, all of the specifics about zinc, we're going to have to do more studies on. But it looks like there is something about zinc that we should be paying attention to. And there are people who swear by it, and it seems to work.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. It probably wouldn't hurt. I think we've talked a lot about it helping with COVID as well, as whatever the properties are.
Well, they didn't look at it with they are clear here in this article that they're not mentioning COVID in this article.
Yeah, I know, but you know.
Talking about cold and flu, but cold and flu are all viruses, so
right,
your
exactly.
Speculation is a reasonable one.
All right, so the CDC has recommended the COVID vaccine for younger children, ages 5 to 11. If you had a child that age, your daughter is older than that, but if you had a child that age, would you, as the doctor, give them a shot?
The answer is individualized. It must be done with the parents, with the child's pediatrician, and a discussion with each child. Severe COVID among children is so rare. Maybe 10 in a million children get admitted to the hospital. You become to wonder, so why are we going to immunize young folks with a vaccine? And this vaccine, unlike the one for the adults, it hasn't been tested in as many people or as long. It was the study
That's the concern.
This study was only about 2,500 children, and only about 1,500 of these children got the vaccine. It's a third of the dose of the adult vaccine, and the fluid that the vaccine is in is a little bit different than the one in the adult. And the follow-up was only 3 months. So many fewer people being given the vaccine, much shorter follow-up. So I'm not eager to go ahead with this. I'm a little concerned about the safety. And we're dealing in a population of so few who actually we're trying to protect. The other unknown is we don't know how many people with a variant in this age group will have long-term effects. There's some suggestions that there may be some cognitive issues, some learning issues. It depends on the child. If they're obese, if they have diabetes, especially if they have asthma, you know, then I would consider it. But the reason why I'm glad this was approved, I don't think it should be given out to everybody, but you need to look at your child. What are their risks for getting severe COVID, and how prevalent is the virus in your school? And this has got needs to be done on an individual basis.
That's the most important thing about all of this that you have just said. So listen to that, folks. Rewind it, if you will, in your head and hear what Ken is saying. Not for everybody. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen, continuing another half hour of DJV Health with Ken. Stick around for that.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
An ice-cold Coke from Burger King never tasted so good. From October 22nd to November 5th, purchase at participating Burger King restaurants any size a la carte fountain drink or a frozen Coke, and 50 cents will be donated to the Burger King Foundation Scholarship Program. The Burger King Foundation is making a positive change in the lives of children and families, creating brighter futures through education. The Burger King Foundation has granted over $50 million in scholarships and education support. This year's open application window runs through December 15th. Visit www.burgerkingfoundation.org for more information. For another way to help, next time you visit Burger King, round up your check from now through December, and that amount will benefit the Burger King Scholars Program. So, go ahead, quench your thirst, and know that as you're sipping, you're also giving back to your community. Now that's good. Visit your local participating Burger King restaurant today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
43-year-old Igor Dushenko, an analyst considered the primary researcher of the Steele dossier, was arrested Thursday by federal authorities. The Russian citizen and Virginia resident was charged with 5 counts of making false statements to the FBI. Special Counsel John Durham's investigation also charged Hillary Clinton's former campaign lawyer, Michael Sussman, over the summer in an indictment alleging he lied to federal authorities in September of 2016. The U.S. House of Representatives is expected to vote today on the partisan Democrat-led social spending bill and the bipartisan infrastructure bill. A senior Democratic aide said on Thursday the bipartisan bill has already been approved by the Senate, but not put to a vote yet by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. In a scene described as chaos, a group of far-left environmental activists swarmed Senator Joe Manchin as he went from his D.C. houseboat to his car Thursday morning and attempted to prevent him from leaving a parking garage. USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
A woman has been sentenced to 60 days in jail for her part on January 6th.
A Texas woman who entered the Capitol building during the January 6th insurrection and later tweeted she wouldn't go to jail was sentenced to 2 months in prison. Jennifer Lee Ryan, a 51-year-old real estate broker from Frisco, Texas, was also charged a $1,000 fine as well as $500 in restitution to the architect of the Capitol. She pled guilty to parading, demonstrating, or picketing in the Capitol building. She surrendered a few days after the riots to federal investigators who also searched her home. On the day of the riots, she shared a video saying she and her group traveled to Washington, D.C. to storm the Capitol. Ryan said in a television interview that she believed she was following the wishes of former President Trump. She said, "I was following what we were called to do. He asked us to fly there. He asked us to be there." Ryan's PayPal account was closed in January after she tried to solicit donations to cover her legal fees and business losses. During the FBI investigation, she tweeted, "Sorry, I have blonde hair, white skin, a great job, and a great future. I'm not going to jail. Sorry to rain on your hater parade, but I did nothing wrong." From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
NASA has ruled out a weekend launch for a SpaceX crew carrying 4 astronauts to the International Space Station. Bad weather is to blame for the Crew 3 flight delay. Now move to Monday. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Second half hour now, Dr. Ken. I'm always enthused. I always get excited about having our time with Ken because he's so good at what he does, and he's so patient with my questions. You think he's patient here? Wait till I get in his office, and we spend hours talking about things when there are other patients handy by that need his attention. He's very giving, spends a lot of time with folks. That's why I advise you not lightly to, if you want to have some time with Ken, set it up. If you can't go to the office, then do it on the telemedicine, the Zoom hookup, 352-735-1400. Get the same treatment that you get in the office, except that, you know, you can't test your blood pressure and things like that. But if you got something on your mind, I have something on my mind, and it has to do with women. Something that I saw about heart disease. You're a cardiologist, an expert in circulatory problems and the matters of the heart, the physical matters of the heart. I wouldn't go to you if I had heart problems that didn't relate to the physicality of it. But
my feelings are hurt.
No, don't listen. Come on. The heart problems that women are having, apparently with COVID, a lot of women are, especially young women, seemingly are on track for heart disease complications. What is there about the COVID that brings that out? Is it the same thing that bothers young people with a myocarditis, heart problem?
Well, there are several issues that women are seeing with their circulation and COVID. Again, not a simple question to ask about. But We know, for example, with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine in women, we're seeing extra clotting. And this has become an issue for many women. We also know that the inflammatory response to COVID is affecting women, affecting their circulation, and bringing on issues early. We know that the stress that all of this is creating for women is creating special issues with their hearts, weakening their heart muscles. So, yes, there are some specific issues that the women are seeing because of all of this.
Mm-hmm. And if they came to see you, how do you treat them? What do you do or how do you relax them if it's not the end of the world? It just is something to be aware of. Is there a diet change?
Well, the whole package. Most importantly is we just don't say, you know, it's just stress and go see a psychiatrist. We treat them just like we do the guys. We take it very seriously, and we first of all do everything we can to lower their risk profile. We want their blood pressure, their blood sugar, their cholesterol, their weight to be as good as can be, knowing that those four numbers, their diets to be healthy. When it's okay, after we check them out, getting them into an exercise program, and then, you know, the rest of it, not smoking, getting into a good exercise program, as we talked about, all the things we talk about, and then making sure that there's nothing going on structurally with their heart. Their muscles haven't been affected and weakened. Their circulation is wide open. Women and guys, but women especially, get a lot of small vessel heart disease, microvascular disease, and the issues of stress can definitely affect the circulation to the guys, but especially women, and especially their heart muscle gets affected by mental stress. And all of this has created so much mental stress.
Mm-hmm. I get that. The state of the situation, I don't like the word pandemic, kind of seems to me to be one of those words. It's just a word. Supposedly the prefix pan means everywhere. So the problem here is an epidemic of international proportions, and that's really what it is. So people are asking whether or not we're close to the end of it, or are we going to see waves like we had Delta, we had the first one, Delta, then Omega? That's a question that I think it's one of the questions I suppose we could ask you in the questions for Dr. Ken department, but how about it? What do you feel when you see your patients now coming in? Do you require a mask in your office, by the way, when people come into your office?
In the office, the CDC still does require masking in a medical environment, and we're definitely following CDC guidelines in the office. Mm-hmm.
Do you know doctors who aren't?
Do I kiss and tell?
I don't say names. I just wondered if you knew.
Mm-hmm. I think most are. I mean, can I say 100%? I mean, I don't think there's ever 100% of anything. Do 100% of farmers ever agree on everything? But no. I think the vast majority of physicians, of hospitals, of health centers are still requiring masks when you walk in. And, you know, I see the signs. You know, I go and see some of my colleagues, and the impression I'm getting is that, yes, that people are maintaining the CDC guidelines for the time being. What's going on, you know, talking about the numbers, there still are about 75,000 cases a day in the country of COVID-19, and that is amazingly much lower than it has been in the past. And that is a low number for us, and it looks like it's going down. It certainly feels like it, that it's going down. The hospitals are all reporting fewer cases. The hospitals are back to doing elective procedures. This is wonderful. People are catching up on their prevention. But what we need to wait and see is, remember last year when the cold weather came, when we all went inside because of the cold, we did have a spike come back. So everybody's wondering whether come the winter, as it gets colder, the virus is stronger, we go inside, And then around the holidays, we're all inside together, whether we'll have another spike. So I think it'll really, we'll really know where we are with this by January, February. And if by March, this is really going away, I think we're getting away from all this, unless surprisingly there's some variant that's insensitive to the vaccine. And boy, do I pray every night that's not coming.
I think that's the case too. It's pretty obvious that that's thanks to Pfizer, Moderna. Anyway, it's something that J&J or whomever else is. I see wasn't the Russians? No, India has a new vaccine. Did you see that the other day?
Yes, that was approved in India. But the vaccine developers so quickly to get all this done, somebody should get a Nobel Prize, or all of them should. Amazing.
Either that or stay away from the ones. What was the other? The Chinese one is no good. The Russian one is no good. So do people wonder, we don't need it here. It's just something that they need there because they have a horrible situation in India right now, I think, don't they? Continuing? They're really
messy. It is difficult, and they need mass production and high volume of getting people.
You think with their technical expertise over there, they'd be able to do that. That is sort of surprising. It seems surprising anyway.
Well, it seems like they're getting there.
Numbers to review the podcast, because every week we have a podcast of the conversations that Ken and I have. You get more for your money, if you will, bigger bang for your buck to listen to Ken and I have conversation about, for example, the most recent podcast here. It was as we talk a lot about the numbers, the COVID numbers, et cetera. We have an explanation of long COVID in the current podcast. COVID memory loss is discussed. Then we are talking about fluvoxamine and treatment guidelines for that. There are all kinds of drugs. We probably should have. We used to do that, though, Ken, didn't we? We used to have the drug of the week, and you would explain what it was. We ought to go back to that. I think that was very, very, very helpful. Yep. All right, so anyway, DJV Health Show podcasts are yours at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and the – I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Back with Dr. Ken. I promised earlier in the hour that we would talk about daylight savings time, whether there are benefits to it. That's going on this weekend. People living, I think there are only two states, Arizona. What's the other one? There's another state that doesn't do daylight savings time, but everybody else does. So there's all this hoopla from the American Academy of Sleep Medicine, what happens to your body. I don't even begin to understand why people get so worked up about it. I don't think it's practical. I think it's kind of wasteful to have daylight savings time. But on the same, I'm going to kiss so you get an extra hour of sleep. Big deal. Or you lose an hour. Big deal. Go to bed earlier. Why do people make such a big deal out of this, Ken?
Well, you know, there are these circadian rhythms that we have in our bodies that have our bodies secreting hormones not equally all day. They secrete larger at certain times of the day, and they don't change quickly. But when you suddenly abruptly change the times when we're exposed to light and lack of light, it can affect our moods, our hunger, and our sleep. And some people more, some people less. You may not feel any of it. You know, the person next to you may feel out of tilt. So that's what's going on.
I remember once you and I, a number of years ago, talked about two times when people are vulnerable for heart attacks and stroke. Actually, three. One of them is the morning after Christmas. One of them is the morning of the first snowstorm. And the other is the time when the clocks in the spring are pushed ahead, so you have an hour's sleep, less sleep. And I wonder if that still holds up. Are there still, do you see more patients who are suffering from problems in those through, you don't see any snow people down there, but the daylight savings time thing, or the Christmas, the excitement of the holiday, or the Thanksgiving, I suppose, as far as that's concerned. Do you see more people with problems in those circumstances?
Those are definitely spike days. And in general, cardiologists see the most heart attacks Monday morning. As
really?
People, yes, Monday morning, as people are rushing out from relaxation of the weekend and trying to get going. And that's the critical moment of the week.
Yes, that's why I don't have those problems, because I keep working 7 days a week. Let's go. Keep yourself going. Anyway, I thought it was there. And the other thing, this has nothing to do with medicine. Why in the world is the Department of Transportation in charge of daylight savings time? Anybody give me a practical explanation for that? It seems ludicrous. That's like TSA and Homeland Security and stuff like that. What the heck are they doing? I did see that one of the risks of traveling, apparently traffic accidents increased 6% during the spring transition. And let's see here. There's, as you were suggesting, the Sleep Medicine Journal finds the rate of stroke 8% higher during the first day or two after the transition to daylight savings time. People with cancer, 25% more likely to have a stroke after the switch. Healthy people over the age of 65 are 20% more likely to have a stroke after the event. Anyway, there's 100,000 people, according to the Journal of Clinical Medicine, 100,000 people analyzed. There's a higher risk of heart attacks in the weeks following both spring and fall transitions. Why would that be for fall, I guess would be my question. In fall, you get more rest, right? You get an hour of sleep.
Well, it's just getting you out of your cycle and the stress, the tilt on the body.
I call that being in a rut. Frankly, that's, you know, if you can't stand even the smallest change like that, I'd say you better check yourself out a little more thoroughly. All right, so now we've taken care of COVID and a number of other questions. We'll get to questions specifically for Dr. Ken. Yep, questions for Dr. Ken coming right up here on DJV Health.
With orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fifty-three past the hour now. It's DJV Health Time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here to answer questions that are sent along, questions that are brought up. A lot of these questions come from looking at some of the medical journals. They bring the sometimes the studies, Ken, that are done are they bring more. Even though they publish the results, they are responsible for more questions than they answer. Right? And that, don't you find that from time to time, another question is brought up by the results of a certain study? Seems to me that that's a, one of the...
That's what the investigators, the researchers hope for.
Yeah, I guess, well, that keeps curiosity.
Work, keeps their work going.
All right, there's a German study that questions whether there are benefits to drinking. Now, this is a question that goes on and on. So what do you think? Does moderate drinking affect people like your cardiologist or people who drink more have more heart attacks?
Well, don't shoot the messenger, but there's a publication in PLOS Medicine, very reputable journal this week from study in Germany that showed that any drinking, even when it's moderate, moderate is defined as 1 to 2 servings a day for a man and or 0 to 1 serving per day for a woman. And even when you stick to these moderate levels, you're going to die earlier. And this goes against some of the common beliefs, especially for wine, that it may actually improve the health. Doctors don't, in general, Doug, recommend drinking because it's very hard, even if it was to be of a benefit, because it's very hard for people to therapeutically stay in the boundary of what's considered a healthy level. So if you we bring it out, so if you are in that level, you know you're doing yourself okay. You know, again, I don't want to take away people's pleasures, and I understand, you know, how people use this socially and in the interest of being a hell of a guy, but in general, it's not clear you're doing any of this for your health. You know, we thought right. You might be, but after you read this pretty thorough German study, it looks like you may not be doing
it. Well, does it matter what you drink? Like wine, people say there are benefits of wine. Would that be better than bourbon?
Prior to this study, there was this general feeling that wine was probably the most healthy of the choices of alcohol. But this study brings up the question that none of it may be good. And I think it just points out that even more study, larger studies, longer-term follow-up is needed. But, you know, alcohol, and I'm not going to sound like a real popular guy here, but it's probably overrated.
It's okay. Okay, then let's talk about some other liquid. Water. There's a question about whether it use of water drives infections. Isn't it because the water may not be clean? I mean, there's a whole debate. I have well water on my farm. I prefer that. Have it tested once a year. It's much cleaner and better than the public water supply. But that's probably not the case everywhere, is it?
Right. What this study published in Philosophical Transactions B, and boy, isn't that an interesting name of a journal, this month, it didn't say that, you know, water's all bad. It said when there are these big infectious disease outbreaks, look to the water, because often the water is somehow involved in the cause of these huge infectious disease outbreaks. That was the interesting issue point this article was trying to make. In studying big outbreaks of disease, of infectious diseases, it seems like water is so often involved. Not always, but really? Often.
All right. There's a question about those who are at risk for mental health disorders. Is it harder or easier for people in terms of their mental health? I guess the question is, is your mental health going to be better if you live in the country or in the city? That's a good one. I like that question myself.
Well, I would think probably somewhere in between.
In the suburb,
yes.
In the suburban reality, it's better. Well, okay.
I think that that's probably what the studies show, that it's somewhere in between where the mental health is the best.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. I think one of the things we don't talk about enough is psychiatry. I think this country is woefully behind in understanding or being interested even in good mental health. And as you know, you're a physical health guy, but you know, people who have a bad attitude or questions, mental questions, or the reliability of their mental ability to figure things out, can have a pretty tough life physically as well. So that certainly is food for thought. Questions for Dr. Ken. Here I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.